This is a guided contemplation of the mind conditioning functions. Primary ones called the chittasikas. Establishing a good experience sitting in your body, noticing the posture of the body, feeling of your body contacting whatever you're sitting on, and the sensation of breathing. My intention is to bring to your attention the various conditioning functions in the mind that shape our sense of being. Primary ones to pay attention to, first of all, is the feeling of contact. When air strikes the rim of the nostrils, that contact initiates a feeling, a neutral feeling, neither pleasant nor unpleasant. Feeling might be really obvious, or it might be subtle. Might be at the rim of the nostrils, or inside the nasal passages, or even on the upper lip. Your ability to be aware of this feeling relies on a perception. All the different sensations that are present for you. Sound of my voice. Any experiences in the atmosphere where you're sitting. Temperature. Sound. Perception sets those aside and focuses primarily on the sensation of breathing. Recognizing this is the in-breath, this is the out-breath. Perhaps the next most important element of this practice is cultivating a persistent intention. Commentaries say that intention or volition is equivalent to karma. It's what shapes karma. So cultivate an intention to be persistently aware of the sensation of breathing in and breathing out. Another fundamental mind conditioner involved in this process is focus, concentration. Closely aligned with perception. And when this attention can be maintained, we call this wise attention. attention that has not been distorted or degraded by the hindrances. Closely aligned with attention is mindfulness. One of the most fundamental, wholesome mind conditions. Every moment of wholesome attention involves mindfulness. And mindfulness is closely allied with the way the mind strikes the sensation of breathing, called vitakka. And then maintains awareness during the sensation of breathing in and breathing out. This is the conditioner called vichara. Integrated with this wise attention, focused attention, which brings a quality of awareness to the sensation of breathing in and sustains that awareness for the duration of breathing in, the same with breathing out. There's a determination, sense of disciplined commitment to the practice. This is closely aligned with what's called the will, the practice, a willingness to be deliberate, intentional, persistent, and thorough while investigating the sensation of breathing. Of course, the mind we pulled away from tending to the breath sensation, bringing these same factors to bear on this distraction. We become aware of the characteristics of the distraction, pleasant or unpleasant. Is the mind agitated or dull? And then the application of what's called right effort, a form of energy, is manifested and redirects the energy of attention back to sensation of breathing. Another factor that can be cultivated is a sense of enthusiastic interest. One of the ways to develop this is through a very thorough investigation, all of the in-breath, all of the out-breath, in a sense zooming in your attention to the details of sensation that are noticeable. Over time and with sufficient practice, the sensation of breathing becomes interesting, engaging, not dull and tedious. A sense of wondering what will happen next with the breath. Can practice being intentionally alert to the initial contact of air as it enters the nostril. The feeling of that. Yeah. Focusing on just that sensation as it changes through the in-breath and the out-breath. There's a quality of relaxed determination, discipline, commitment. These same qualities can be very quickly applied to whatever draws attention away from the sensation of breathing. Determine whether it's wholesome or unwholesome. And then redirect the energy of attention back to the contact of air against the rim of the nostrils or the upper lip. When the mind gets distracted, the moment of noticing it, that is also contact and feeling and perception. That attention up to that point is unwise. The moment is determined what the characteristic of the distraction is. When you go back to the breath, the attention becomes wise again. Unhindered. Undisturbed. perhaps the quality of the mind is dull. Cultivate a determination and willingness to channel more energy of attention to the sensation of breathing or another sensation in the body. See if this brings more energy and alertness, counteracting the dullness. Perhaps the mind is agitated, restless. Once again, be willing to aim your attention at the beginning of the in-breath. Sustain it for the duration of the in-breath. And do the same for the out-breath. And you can do this for several breaths. See if that brings more calmness and stability and focus to your attention. Thank you. Thank you for your practice. Wish you well.